What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Let's Dig Into That podcast. At Let's Dig Into That, we have made it our mission to remain honest and curious as we explore the horrors, who wrote this, of being intentionally human. Together, we volunteer our vulnerability because we believe sharing our shit is the only way to shake the shame. Not everything's horrors.
Not everything, but there are definitely
We want to dig into that stuff. The voice you're hearing next to me, as always, is the woman that turns a phrase in the sickest J's, my parade master. That's Jordan, everybody.
Ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Doing my hype dance. Well, that was very sweet. And I'm here with my pinnacle of calm, the self-love champion with a stage 5 cling, my one and only JT.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Stage 5 cling, I guess. I got to
self-awareness was good. You were the one that was like, by the way, yeah, I'm going to stand close for life.
Yeah, so, that's true. So I'm going to get right into this.
Oh.
I'm going to try to turn you up a little bit right from the get-go, right? So here's what I want to know to start this episode. What is the one thing in our relationship that I can do that completely turns you off? Buzzkill central. What is the thing that I do that's just going
to... The time I found veggie straws in a drawer that he had stocked away like a squirrel in winter.
Well, if I hide it in the pantry, you find it.
So. That's true. We do hide good snacks. So that's not it, though. That was more funny in the moment that I instantly was like, yep, I signed up for this. So the one thing you can do in like our relationship. Oh, I know. Man, okay. I feel I'm being called out a little bit because.
That's sort of intentional. Yeah.
If my answer is correct, and I hope, but jealousy.
Ooh.
Is that close or no?
That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Damn it. So full confession, we are very graciously receiving inquiries and topics that our listeners are excited for us to dig into.
That's right. On our website, inquiry form right at the bottom. If you want us to talk about something, we certainly will. Fill it out.
Find us on Instagram or Facebook.
You check
we
those.
We'll listen. We both do.
Well, you do more than I do.
And so I have been checking more than you because jealousy came from multiple sources. And
more than one request for jealousy.
I had the reaction of, we'll get to that. Of course. And nope. I'm like, we're just going to get in a tiff because that can be a wound that feels uniquely fresh every time because it's not something you chat about on the regular. And so when it comes up, there has been an offense or a line crossed, it seems like.
Should we pinky promise? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Should we pinky promise that we're not going to get in a fight? I'm going to kiss this end. No fighting.
I have his pinky held. Yes, I don't. I do not think things will escalate because we have talked about it.
Yes.
And so I think it's a wonderful topic to bring to the head here because do you consider yourself, like I probably said instantaneously before you could tell me, like I find this to be a major turnoff.
Yeah.
Because I associate it with possessive, untrustworthy.
Right. Ick. So do I consider myself jealous, man? In the intro, you called me a stage 5 clinger.
I didn't even piece that together. And then you brought up so.
But yeah. I mean, I can fall on that sword and be the big man that.
If you said that we'd be in a fight.
That admits to it. I like to think that it's within reason. But that's why this is an interesting conversation of like, you know, where's the line? That's the hardest part of jealousy of like, I trust you. I'm not jealous that you're going to do something to hurt me, but there are things you can certainly do that, you know, flip my lid, trigger me and make me feel jealous. Absolutely. And so it's a tricky one to,
I think that's a perfect example of I could do something that would trigger your jealousy feels where if I were to go on a little girl's trip, and I think you also have envy of, right. And so there is a difference there. And so we're saying purely jealousy, our relationship, not in the context of jealousy of what others have or anything.
I think we can let the conversation evolve, but I can already tell right now you're...
I feel threatened. You're trapped.
And well, just with the language you use, I can tell that we will be having the Queen join us in this conversation. Not personally,
I know exactly who you're referring to. And since I did know the topic, I happen to have one of our holy scripts in front of me right now. And Dr. Brené Brown, I'm shocked it's not in every episode shout out of gratitude, respect, and love.
Before you get going, can I say one thing?
Please.
For anyone who's like, wow, they're doing a lot of the same things that Brené Brown's doing, there's a reason for that. We are literally like a case study that she would put in her book, because like, we both love her work and respect it so thoroughly. And we read them separately before we even ever got together. And so if you're wondering, like, man, Brené Brown is sort of like our guiding light. She is amazing, and we respect everything she's done.
We'll do a whole
done.
Episode. Oh, dream guest moment. We'll put her on the top of that dream
but
guest.
But you've got open right now, Atlas of the Heart.
I highly recommend this beautiful piece of literature for everyone. An incredible gift. And she does a beautiful job of discussing how we have so much power with language and how it can also be quite dangerous.
Yes.
If used incorrectly, and how eye-opening it's been when you can't put a word on exactly how you're feeling, it's difficult for anyone to help.
Absolutely.
And so Jealousy and Envy, turns out, Brené as well.
Yeah. She's dug into this.
Had crossed that bridge. And so I have... you're looking at my book. How many post-it notes? And I treat it like it's a textbook and Bible at the same time. But my other queen, who has already had a podcast shout out, but Maya Angelou has a beautiful quote in here that I wanted to share with you before. Yeah, okay. I can't believe. Jealousy in romance is like salt in food. A little can enhance the savor, but too much can spoil the pleasure, and under certain circumstances can be life-threatening.
Man, Maya Angelou, she's amazing.
And that's where I wanted to, I feel like that came right to mind because of how a certain level, you're arguing that your jealousy level is right in that healthy zone.
I would like to argue that, yeah, but it might not be true.
And in our relationship, I agree that if there was a level of zero, like I truly don't care at all what you're doing, and I could behave super inappropriately, which seems sad, but also revenge, trying to stir up jealousy is a tendency people can have.
Well,
trying to cause it.
I'm going to throw a question at you, but and it's relating to that, but I want you to finish your thought here, because like...
I say bring it on.
Okay. I think the way men and women handle jealousy is very different, but I would just like to, you know, step onto that pedestal for all the guys out there right now and say... I don't think we're the only parties that are jealous. I think that we just show it in a different way where...
Like insecure wanks, right. Usually. Like reactionary, insecure wankopotamus.
But that feeling of jealousy, it's not an emotion. And I think that's important that people recognize. It is, I think Brené said, a cognitive evaluation. Because it is a combination of sadness, fear...
Ooh. Insecurity and anxiety.
Anger. Jealousy is not an emotion. It comes from those root things. And so what is it that you're scared of?
One we didn't even mention in that lineup, resentment. How jealousy can also, dual meaning here, where you can carry some previous experience. I'm going to use a hypothetical of like infidelity, big one, relationship-wise, that it is probably difficult to go into your next, open your heart again and not have some resentment for that chance. And that's not the right word. Brené would correct me here in that, but resentment I consider something that you hold on to more heavily. And you're saying that it's fleeting, it's more of a combination.
Well, yeah. If you can hone in on the root feeling of what's causing, you know, for instance.
I think I know what the root is.
Anger. And anxiety and stress, that's what's really causing your jealousy. But the point I'm trying to make, I wanted to do this sort of guy versus gal aspect, because guys are generally outspoken. And I'm speaking in giant generalizations, but generally you're going to hear about it right away. You know what I mean? And I'll give you an example in a second. But with girls, what I have seen personally, and this isn't to attack anyone, But I feel like usually the way it's handled when girls feel jealous is they're like, watch me make him jealous.
Hopefully that's girls and not women, because I do. But I agree that I think we all carry a capacity. I see where you're coming from. And it's such, yeah, because it is, yeah, gender aside, it is still your personal.
I just hear about
tragedies,
jealous and guys all the time. And I don't think I've ever heard somebody be like, she's so jealous.
Making your man jealous, like, that's absolutely a thing. Right. I don't think it's something I partake in. Because even in the generalization, I think I fall very uniquely on the, I don't have a time. I want you to care. I want you to take note and feel proud to have me mm-hmm. on your arm and honored and respectful and all sure. of those feelings and not just go uh-huh. about your, go have fun. And so I think when somebody, if I was going to be jealous, let's say you're surrounded by a swarm.
Do you get jealous? Like it's.
I kind of feel like toot toot mother, like that's mine. And I have unbelievable trust in you because you remind me and give me a lot of reasons to keep reinvesting in that. And I believe that life is too short to be caught up in the what if he
right.
sometime. And so
that's
speaking
slippery
on the,
slope too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I have no interest or energy truly. And so my jealousy level is like, nope, if you're going to want to make me like, I trust you enough to not behave in a way that would cause me to be like, I need to intervene. Like truly when I arrive with that last grocery, you know, the one we forgot and go down the aisle and I interrupt this moment and she, you know, often female, not always very, I'd say about 65, 35,
that I interrupt just a little flirty.
When it's like, he has a plus one. And so,
well, see, that's well within the line in my opinion. Like, I want to know where your line is, because in my opinion, if I stepped over that line to make Jordan jealous, it might be the end of our relationship. Yes. It's not yeah. like, oh, we're going to talk about that later. It's like,
no, it would take a yeah. lot to and get so that's, me fired up in that department.
But what is the line?
And but I feel that you are too jealous for my liking.
I understand that.
Yeah, and that's why it comes off as a control. Mm-hmm. Like, and you are not giving, like you pride yourself on, I will never be the boss of you, which is important to me. Like,
I will never tell you
what you can and cannot do. Not a thing that even is remotely close. But the extra questions over involved, it does, I get defensive of, I have not given you any reason not to trust anything. And so when I see your insecurity flare up, it just makes me want to pummel you with my boundaries, with back to like my Brene moment is like, I have set up with you of like, that's too much. I feel like a caged animal and I.
So I'm curious. I want to dig further because I know my line and I think you do too. But let's use dancing as an example because that's when
that's not my line.
That's that's when I hear from my buddies all the time because generally it's the girl who a guy's going to come over and ask to dance. I don't see a lot of girls approaching guys to dance. Yeah. And so that situation, I think, is something that...
Where you're out dancing? So, yes, I'm in the scenario. I'm with you. I think
so
this is very believable.
We're dancing. Relatable. If a guy came up and asked you to dance, I would hope that you would say yes every time. And I think you know that. But if that guy starts getting a little handsy, he's got his hands all over you, that's my line. Like, I know it clear as day of, like, of course you can go dance with that guy. But the minute he's putting his hands in places he shouldn't.
So sexual assault of your partner by a stranger, line crossing. I'm on board.
On the dance floor, it's not always that way. Especially if your partner.
The vacation grind. You don't speak my language. I'm going to show you dance moves I don't unleash domestically. Like, why not? And so I get your point. If you were in the room, you and I are at the same event together where everybody is cutting a rug.
Yeah.
I would not just say, I would, if you want, you would be my first dance card pick.
Of course.
And so there's a different communication there. If I am at an event without you.
Well, I'm in the bathroom.
Okay.
And a guy comes up to you and goes, hey, let's dance. I would hope that you'd say yes. But then I would hope that you would keep him in where he should be.
I think we
not being too inappropriate, not being all grinding up on you. And I think that that's a fair line. And yes. I'm not sure that you do.
I do. I think an event comes to mind where so I'm in a relationship, serious committed relationship, and we are at a work travel. We're in South America, both in the wine business, at a work event, at a champagne or cava house, sparkling wine that they do down there.
Okay.
And also customary of that culture is dining at 10 p.m.
Right.
So this dance party starts at, like, I don't know, 1:30, and hosted at the producers, you know, at the winery itself in the morning. And I think I had turned 25 a couple days prior on this trip. And my partner everybody had a bout of food poisoning. Didn't see that turn coming during this trip at some point. And he was on the day after. And so my partner was like, I'm not dancing. And this is a once in a, like, got the big picture of, look at where we are.
Go get it.
And I have never, there are photos somewhere, I wore a red dress, of my hair straight out, like mid-spin. I've never sweat so much, had the best time, and he was way cool about it. Granted, language barrier, did that man grope me? Owner putting us up for the night, their party. It never got beyond an inappropriate, but, you know, I'm like, hey, cultural, you know, but.
But he probably, would it have made me jealous?
I think my partner and I at the time both had the realization of, like, you have to entertain your guests, just a part of it. Yeah. So that would have been too much for you, though.
You think?
I was asking. If you were not feeling up to it.
I mean, you dancing with another person would be fine as long as it stayed within the appropriate lines. No, and that's what I'm having a hard time deciphering from your story.
25. So I think moments passed. But
gotcha. Yes. But so, you know my line. What would be your line? What is something that I could do that would actually make you feel jealous?
I don't want to inspire. I don't think you
I
would ever.
I don't want you to be jealous. I think it's a terrible feeling. I hate feeling it.
I think emotional jealousy could be something that comes to mind in the spirit of I've always had and valued and messed up as well male friendships in my life.
Uh-huh.
And it's important to me for my partner to respect that.
Understood, yeah.
And know that I'm respecting that as well because, yeah, it's a friendship and not a romantic relationship.
So I'm confused because you just said the way that I would be able to make you jealous or what could make you jealous.
And so if you had a female friend that you guys are texting all evening,
but
inside
you expect
jokes,
me to be okay with it.
I would, again, we are neither at this current moment, that challenge does not exist.
All metaphorical.
Right. If you have your bestie, for example, I encourage you to reach out to good girlfriends that you haven't heard from in a while. And
right. I do have a lot of friends that are girls. And
exactly. And so I think that if there was an emotional connection that I wasn't a part of, which is the unique part of jealousy too, is there's always a third party, right? Is that an envy where I can envy,
in terms of a relationship,
I can envy people with different thighs. Ugh, what a, oh, it's like self-love, like kindness month. I should do better.
Your thighs are great.
But you could, yeah, envy someone for a material object. Like I envy this group for something. Mm-hmm. But jealousy seems like it is a personal attack on your feels.
I would say within the confines of a relationship, yes, there usually is a third party. And so what I'm interpreting from this is that if I were to say I got hired for a new awesome job and my first phone call was some other girl, that could be the emotional sort of connection that could maybe make you jealous. If
first phone call, zero threat. I think like I'm using the inside joke level where there is a dynamic that is not, that I'm not included.
But isn't that part of a friendship? Like,
yeah, the history. And so I think the boundaries moment of, I would understand for you, if I had a coworker who I hit it off with and working on projects together, happens to be male, it would be important for me, because I know you have been good in expressing where you stand, that I'm like, hey, I cannot wait for you to meet JT. Let's get together for dinner. Invite someone if you want to, but it would be important for you to know that person.
Right.
And, you know, be it on Zoom, whatever, but I would make sure that they, like, that's a boundary too. Like, by the way, look how big he is kind of a nice thread I can put out there. But that would be, and something that I would, because I am a close bonder, let's dig into that, is truly a nickname. That's how that started. That's my cousin gave that to me after I asked too many probing questions on a girl's trip to Nashville.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I think that having the boundary set up of I wouldn't behave in a way, I know that you would not like that, and I respect you too much to do it.
Exactly. I think that that's the key to handle.
Quick trigger.
Yeah. Man, this is a rough one for me. I do think that that's the key to handling jealousy, is that you establish your boundaries. And this is the caveat I want to make sure that's discussed. When you're discussing your boundaries around jealousy, I think it's ultra important you keep it on the boundaries. I really don't advise anyone to talk to their partner about their jealousy in a comparison fashion. Because if you're comparing yourself to someone,
comparison's how we got here.
That's the unattractive part, right?
Yes.
That's why I asked the question to start this, is that's the unattractive part of jealousy.
Bingo. You exactly right. You being jealous makes me think you don't think you're enough of yourself. Like you, and so maybe that's not the point you were trying to make exactly.
No, I think that's part of it.
Little breakthrough
for
me on it is an I'm not enough. That's why she's exposed to these other interests.
I can only speak from my own personal emotions and feelings, but yes, I think that when I'm jealous, it is a internal thing where I am
self-created.
I am not feeling enough, and that is exactly where it's coming from. And so the boundaries are so important to establish that, because if you are aware of the things that you can do that are going to make me feel that horrible, man, I'm not enough for her feeling, and we can stay away from it, that's really the solution in my mind.
You feeling valued
right.
just makes jealousy nearly impossible, because you feel boosted
right.
by the love and support there. Since I have the world, the access of the knowledge of the world in my hands, I want to ask, I happened to find a quiz on, do you want to see if they're...
A quiz?
You have these like signs of jealousy in your relationship. Should
oh
we just
gosh.
See?
Let's dig into it.
Need for constant check-ins?
I don't think we do that.
Do you think we... I don't think there's a need for constant. I'd said your need exceeded what I had thought was a natural flow.
Yeah.
But I also reap the reward of how much you love.
Right.
If I send you a one-off little text message check-in, it is hubba hubba. And I can literally be like, hey, handsome, don't forget the milk.
Yeah. When I worked in residential care and I got a text message from you, and granted, I didn't always have access to my phone, but it made my day. It lit me up for sure. It made me feel extra special. But
do you remember the day I didn't put a love note in your lunchbox? I snuck in occasional love notes in lunchboxes. I don't know. This is not pertinent, but man, no, I feel the need to share. And I was on a run, a streak of just valuing him, just keeping that jealousy at bay and just stroking that self-esteem.
Banking yeses.
Banking those
banking the
yeses.
Makes
and
the
I
no
was
go way better.
Little neon post-its signing my little X's and O's. And one day I thought, nothing. I thought, he's a grown-ass man. I didn't not do it consciously, but there was no note slipped
with a lunch.
In to his lunch. Yeah, you know what? Man on the go. I'd rather have you fed. Yeah. Hangry's where I get crazy. And so JT...
Don't slip the note in my lunch.
Proceeds to go about his afternoon and then realizes, oh, I threw the note away on accident. And a coworker watches him dig through the trash and unfold his aluminum foil, no note. So think of how that fell. I had to work that one off because it wasn't, oh man.
He literally walked by and just went, wow, you must be in the doghouse.
Yeah, like you're in so much trouble.
No note today, huh?
Yeah, had to, suck up after that one. So you're worth a note every day. I'm trying to save the environment. Yeah, so I over-texted after that. So signs, constant check-ins. So we won't use constant, different word choice.
I don't like this quiz.
Spending all your time together. Okay, so this episode sponsored by Solitude. Fat chance.
Our next episode will be on codependency.
Another dream guest, Melody Beatty. Please come. Please call me. Okay. No. So I am so lucky to be loved by you, but I am an independent human, and I only child. I know I'm 40, but that seems pertinent somehow. That I do recharge. I feel that our listeners know my need for a little bit of J time, and this man.
Yeah, I'm not.
He
good
loves
at
J
it.
Time. His name starts with J. He's in.
I'm not great at it. It was really great when I was working in residential care and on call, and I was constantly gone, and so this was an issue in our relationship that we didn't even know about until I got more free time.
He was constantly,
or maybe I didn't know about. You might have been well aware.
I did think you knew somehow.
I knew you were fiercely independent, and I knew that that was a part of your personality. I didn't understand that when you're like, hey, I need some space, that meant until you hear otherwise. Mm-hmm. And so like a couple hours, I'll come in like, hey, babe, what are you doing? You want to? And it is pure chaos because you were like, did I not tell you I needed some space? And I'm like, well, it's been 2 hours.
I sound like a ton of fun, but I know that's who I am. And it feels rude. An ice queen.
But it's what you need.
In the moment, and I hate that. And I want to come up with J time was supposed to be like cute and cheeky because I want to arrive back as a different, more, centered Jordan to be.
I get that. It's almost like a meditation.
But he can justify participation in any task. I can literally,
next question. What's what else is on your quiz?
So spending plenty of time together. Monitoring communication with others. I don't feel that that's.
I really think that we don't do that.
No, and that's not a thing. That's, no.
Yeah.
You, again, would probably just blush and be like, how do you talk to your friends like that? And then, this one I am pleased to say I don't feel we fall victim to, but criticizing people in your life, having that jealousy resort to kind of weed people out or cut them out in certain ways where you're
Ted Lasso, no Schadenfreude.
Okay, you're through. I love that you're going for it. So Schadenfreude, I believe, and it's in this book, I bet. I know what it is, I just
can't say it.
But it is the celebrating in the failure, in essence. I'm butchering this, paraphrasing, right. But in the failure of others, like you trip, step in a rain puddle, and it's like, hey, that's where you get your kicks, is in the
right. But that is a really good indicator of another thing that could point to, hey, you're jealous right now of, I'm gonna tear down someone else because my partner thinks that they're cool.
And I feel like I'm blaming jealousy completely on insecurity at this point, because it's like this fear that I am not enough, that they're going to want something else, or the fear that this relationship will end. So they're kind of the same thing to a certain degree, but the I am not enough.
I think within a relationship, yes, I think it's going to be mostly insecurity driven, mostly that I'm not enough, but there's so many different kinds of jealousy and how it, but inside a relationship, I think you're 100% accurate.
And it does, like the feeling of when it rears its ugly head, it's that I feel so, again, defensive or angry about you not trusting me. I'm like, how dare he call into question? I would never behave in such a way. Because that's what it is my behavior did not meet your expectations.
That's generally what happens.
Like the dancing, like you're going, I thought we had a no hands on the tuchus rule.
Right. Or that you would keep your tuchus to yourself.
I should be allowed to, because again, this is like, so we're all against sexual assault. Yes. Like,
well, of course, but on the dance floor, like, I don't know, things.
Yes.
Things happen that could probably be considered sexual assault.
I said vacation grind. Like, yeah.
Right. And so
if you could see the look on his face. Yes. That ship has sailed.
Yeah. But anyway, we need to wrap this up. We're getting to sort of our time limit here. But I've really enjoyed this conversation. And I just as we wrap it up, I want to focus more about the boundaries aspect, because I really think that's the point that I want to drive home with our audience, is like, there is a great way to handle jealousy, and it's to talk about your boundaries with it beforehand. And we did that. We again got together later in life and had some maturity and some life experience and sort of knew our tendencies and our tells and our traits. And so that's how we dealt with it, where I guess what I've learned today is that my wife thinks I'm ultra jealous, and that's okay. And that's okay.
You just swing slightly on that side.
Yeah.
And that's you fair. Have helped me boundary-wise to go, this is not possessive, it's protective. And yeah, that comes from a place of love is a phrase that I don't enjoy. But I feel that your jealousy, I am doing my best to interpret in as I have something else is amiss. It is a signal that I am either not valuing you, or you haven't felt seen, or not spending every waking moment checking in. So yeah, the boundaries, I think, is the...
That's definitely the key, is...
Knowing where you came from in relationship experience helped me exponentially in going, he will be a cool as a cucumber if I just say, hey, by the way...
Absolutely.
And give you a heads up.
That's all it takes, is to
sort of... my people.
To sort of be in the know is what I require, and it's different for everyone. And so having those conversations are ultra important. That's why I was like, I know my bar. I want to know hers. And so I guess what I learned on this one is like...
Don't try to make me jealous, because I probably won't notice.
Relationship ending. Yeah. Yeah. So awesome talk.
Hey, no fights.
We fight too.
What did I call you? My self-love champion with a stage 5 cling.
Yes.
That's right.
Stage 5.
Take time for yourself. It's important.
Solitude is important. And talk about the things. Know where your line is when it comes to jealousy. And make sure your partner knows too.
Agreed.
Awesome. Great talk, babe.
Great talk.
Thank you
so much for writing in your questions. You win.
Yes. Please keep giving us topics ideas. We will talk about whatever you want us to, basically.
Bring it on.
Absolutely. All right. I'm JT.
And I'm Jordan.
Till next time.
Over and out.